Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This is your neat parent host, Zakaria. Inshallah, everyone's doing well and ready to hear why I think Muslims need magic in their households. Definitely not haram magic. This is a type of magic that is in the form of cleaning. It's called typically the magic eraser. However, there's no magic involved, but it may seem like magic because of the types of things that get cleaned with this soft white sponge that only needs water. All you do is wet this sponge type cleaner. It's usually typically a block, a rectangle shaped block that's white and foamy-ish, like a sponge. However, there are no suds. There are no bubbles. There are no scents typically on this magic eraser. But it is so powerful. It literally cleans the grime out of the most difficult places. It literally removes things that you thought were permanent or unable to be cleaned. It literally is a relief in our household. So as Muslim parents, we all know we can expect messes. It's just part of our lives, and no one is going to expect a perfectly clean household. However, having a clean household is a relief, and it is always a pleasure to see. So some of the ways in which this magic eraser can help to alleviate some of the messes, or eliminate, I should say, some of the messes in our households would be, number one, the scuffs or scribbles. I'm not even going to sugarcoat it. Let's rewind. The scribbles and drawings on the walls. No one's going to repaint the walls every 2 days. Let's be realistic about our lives and our households, within our households. But we know that they will get a hold of a pencil, they will get a hold of paint, or maybe a marker or a crayon, anything that they can get a hold of, which we don't want to inhibit them from being crafty or exploring and writing and exploring their new skills and or old skills. However, it's inevitable. Even if after you've spoken to them and told them, do not write on the walls, do not put your dirty hands on the walls, do not touch the walls after you've finished doing artwork, it's going to happen. Sometimes you don't notice it at first, and sometimes you might be aware of it immediately when it happens, but you might not have gotten the chance to get to it. So one of the ways in which this magic eraser is helpful is to remove the scuffs, the scribbles, the drawings on the walls. That is, I would just say, a major relief, because it is so seamless. It is so easy. It's literally, you just wet this sponge with water, squeeze out the excess water, and then just, there is not even any scrubbing involved. So this is one of the ways in which this magic eraser actually feels like magic, but obviously not haram. Second way in which this magic eraser can be used is on appliances, particularly if you have white appliances, and just there's a particular texture and the grooves within it that may be hard to clean. And it is not necessarily particular for kids. Some of the parents, sometimes you just open the fridge and you have tomato paste on your hands, or you had some sauce on your hands, and the handle of that fridge or of the dishwasher or of the stove, of the oven, gets dirty, and you may not notice it immediately, and or you may have noticed it but you may not be able to get to it. The magic eraser, literally, once again, all you got to do is dampen it with water, squeeze out excess water, and then pass it. There's no scrubbing involved. You pass it along the soiled area and the nooks and the little grooves that are completely soiled or look impossible to clean are cleaned. So appliances is definitely another the appliances are another item or several of the items that can be used, that you can use the magic eraser on. Also, if you happen to not have the white appliances, if you have the stainless steel appliances, believe it or not, sometimes they say that these are specific, there are specific stainless steel cleaners, but at the end of the day, if you have this, you can get this magic eraser in bulk at Costco or other places. You can get them at the Dollar Tree, kind of knockoff and original magic erasers, and no one necessarily needs to feel the need to get an exclusive cleaner for their stainless steel appliances. So I've tried it on my stainless steel appliances, and it's a good, easy, simple cleaning solution. So that's one of the ways in which I like to use it. And also on my knives or my stainless steel or steel cutlery and utensils. Sometimes there are just these, I don't know if they're like stains or hard water marks or if it's like rust or whatever it is, I just pass the wet, damp magic eraser over it and it literally comes off. It almost feels like magic, but obviously we know that magic's haram, so we're just going to call it this magic eraser, not to be deceiving. However, it literally feels like that. It's like, wow, this is awesome. This is like cleaned effortlessly as well as quickly. So that's one of the ways in which we can use it. And I would say the last way could be the interiors of your car. It depends on the color of the interior of your car, but definitely that's a very textured area. And if you have kids, we all know it gets pretty gunky. And, you know, most people don't have the time to get their car detailed, but it is totally a nice feeling when you do get, if and when you do get your car detailed or when your car is cleaned. Sometimes we're not able to do it all the time. But for sure, if you have kids, the interior, and you have a lighter color, or if you have any other color other than black interiors of your car, you will notice the grooves are filthy, or they appear filthy, even if it's just like one small area. It just is, it's filthy, it looks filthy, and you're like, oh man, I need to get this cleaned, or, you know, how can I quickly improve the interior look of my car? I don't have time to get it detailed, especially as a busy parent, or your kids may not be able to clean them themselves. Obviously, if they're able to clean it, if they're able to make the mess and clean it, then you can easily hand that off to them and they should clean their area or their section of the car. However, if they're not able to do it, that is an easy, quick, if you want to keep it in the car and maybe just give it a dab of water from your water bottle or your Wuda water bottle and just quickly clean that spot, that is another easy solution and also a quick relief to just feel like, oh, my car feels, you know, doesn't feel grimy in here, or it feels nice and neat and almost as if you gave yourself a treat. At the end of the day, we are all trying to do our best and at the same time be clean, and being clean is half our deen. Alhamdulillah, we're Muslims and we're trying our best to be Muslim parents. And this is just one little tip that I wanted to share about the type of magic that every Muslim household needs, Muslim household with kids needs. And inshallah, you will utilize these magic erasers, which can be found literally everywhere. Inshallah, they will make things a little bit easier in your life and in your day and in your household. Okay, until the next episode, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.